Hey guys, this is Tommy with episode number 4 of the World Football Podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about our game against Lovett on Tuesday. Lovett was a huge game for us because it was only our second region game. People were saying that Lovett was better than us before the game, so the game meant a lot to us. Lovett had a fast, skilled team that liked to keep possession in the midfield. We were able to go up on them 1-0 in the first half when one of our players hit a penalty near the end of the first half. We scored another goal at the beginning of the second half to go up 2-0 on them, which was pretty awesome. They did score a goal on us in the middle of the second half, marking the score 2-1. They threatened to score again, but our defense was able to prevent them from scoring with the help of our keeper, who made a huge save at the end of the game. We were able to hold onto the game 2-1, which was great for us. We are now 2-0 in region play and have Cross Keys School coming up on Friday for another region game. Cross Keys is supposed to be a very technical team with players that have good individual skill. It's going to be another big test for us. I'll talk about that game in my next podcast for all those who are interested. My million subscribers, I know, yeah. Now I'm going to talk about a new cleat release coming out April 1st that I think is pretty interesting. It's called the Nike Mercurial Superfly 3. They look pretty sick in my opinion, but Nike has added some weird concept technology to these shoes. They think that if they put a huge contrasting color on the heel of the cleat, it will help you be more noticed on the field to get the ball in the game. I really don't agree with this at all, and I see it more of just a way to milk money out of people, and also a gimmick. These cleats cost $400, which is absolutely crazy for a pair of shoes that you'll probably be able to wear 2 seasons max if you're lucky. They do look really nice though, so I would never blame anyone for getting them, even though I do think they are very overpriced. Alright guys, that's all for today. See you next time on the World Football Podcast.